2 weeks after regional elections which saw a landslide victory for the opposition Social Democrats, local governments in all of the Czech Republic's 13 regions are now being formed by the winning party. In six of them, the governments are most likely to rely on the support of the Communist Party. They will either enter straightforward coalitions with the Social Democrats or support Social Democrat minority governments. This represents a significant advance for the Communists in the post-1989 period, as Jan Richter reports.
Friday saw another pact sealed between the Social Democrats and the Communists, with the Communists pledging to support a Social Democrat government in Central Bohemia. Similar deals have been or about to be struck in six of the country's 13 regions. In the remaining seven, the governments will be composed of two or more other parties, with the Communists remaining in opposition. However, not all Social Democrats are keen on joining forces with their rivals for the left-wing vote. Political analyst Peter Just explains.
We have to take into account that the Social Democracy is not a post-communist political party as other social democracies in Central and Eastern Europe. And therefore, there is many people within social democracy who still think that non-reformed Communist Party of Bohemia and Moravia is unacceptable as a possible coalition partner. So this is the reason why I think that there are still some regions where social democratic leaders and negotiators try to find another alternative than going with the Communist Party.
In two regions, Karlovy Vary and Moravia Silesia, the Communists will not only support the minority government set up by Social Democrats, but will actually have seats on them. This could be the first step on a road that will bring the unreformed Communist Party, which has never fully rejected its totalitarian past, into government at national level. The head of the Communist Deputies Group, Pavel Kováčik, told Czech TV that he believed taking part in regional governments will help its members achieve acceptance among voters.
The moment that this happens, voters will naturally send us into government in a normal way. Our coalition potential after the general election of 2010 will of course depend on the number of seats the Communist Party gains. And if that makes a majority, together with the Social Democrats, I don't think the Social Democrats will commit the same grave error they made the last time when they wasted a mandate of 111 left-wing votes.
In what is known as the Bohumín Resolution, the Social Democrats promised in 1995 they would not cooperate with the Communists. But Petr Just believes that if these regional partnerships work well and don't turn off voters, such cooperation may well be replicated at national level.
With Jiří Paroubek chairing Social Democracy, we already witnessed several steps of the Social Democracy towards cooperation with the Communists. And although there is still the Bohumín Resolution, we might expect that the voices calling for revision of the Bohumín Resolution will be stronger and stronger.
Analyst Peter Just ending that report by Jan Richter.